Let's lift up our hands and begin to pray. If you know how to speak in tongues, just go ahead and start speaking in tongues. For a minute.
Barika bu kapaya kabrika sakapaya kata baribaya kata yandiribu shakabaya kaba baruka sikabe karika taya baribi makabru kapaya kata ya baribi rekatika bu shakapaya kata yandirabaraba rekatia bururubu sabaribi yakapa barika paya kabiribu sapaya diribriya rekataka bururubu shaba Mareka bika bururubu sabari bibiata Mareka sika bururubu saka breka payaka Mari andiribu saka breka bu Maka payaka breka bururubu sibiria talaba Breka taya andiribu shabari bibiaka pa Marika siya talaba bu Breka bayaka bururubu sabari bibiata Mareka siya bu nebiribu saba Marika payaka tururubu saba Marika bu shaka payaka ba Marika siya bu suburubu
Father, we thank you for this morning that once again we are gathered to receive from you. I pray that every word, every thought, and everything that comes from here will go to heal a heart, to deliver a soul, and to bless unprecedentedly. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout a big amen.
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 All right. This morning I want to say thank you for your prayers and your support in the time that I was away.
And I know pay or person or that obi biara se eman empire bo any more embrya onihano.
And of course also to Michael and the rest of you who took care of the church in my absence.
O say now sounds so the nasi kesie Emma Sofo Michael at only hono or shenichi any akindi fono.
All right, so we have a lot to talk about. But it is time for me to minister to you. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to listen carefully. And you ask the Holy Spirit to give you a revelation as to what I'm about to teach you. The most important personality on this earth is the Holy Spirit. Aside of him, there's none other. Because he is God. But he is a spirit who dwells amongst us, in us, with us, so that he will help us. And so I'll be speaking profoundly about the things of the Spirit. And then after that, we'll see what the Lord will lead us into. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
All right. Are you ready?
Why a crowd?
Good. I bring you greetings from my father. I want to be with my father for all this time.
O si oden chia kesi efri neja nchain oko neja nchain kakra.
Amen.
Amen.
After I feed you, I must also be fed.
O si se oma yeduane no ono so eto de se okoji yeduane.
And so I went to hide for a while.
Enti okotete kakra.
And I'm back.
Waba.
Amen.
Amen.
So whatever you are doing, continue doing it. Amen.
Amen.
If it's prayer that you have been praying, come and pray. Whatever you do, do. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. 1
Corinthians
chapter 12, verse number 1. The Apostle Paul speaking, he said, when it comes to the things of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who he is, and what he does, and what he gives, I don't want anybody to be ignorant. Can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
So he says, I will not have you ignorant. Ignorance simply means that you don't know. So Paul says that I want you to know. Say to somebody, you must know.
You must know.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you see, if you get to know, there are certain things that will change in your life. You become more aware of God. And you begin to have a better understanding as to who God is and how he works. And so I'm going to try to teach you what I mean by do not be ignorant. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, also verse number 1, 14 verse 1, he says, follow after charity. Follow after charity. And have a desire for spiritual things. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
He says, follow after love or charity. But also have a desire for things that are spiritual. You see, I don't want you to be deceived by somebody who says that things of the spirit, that you begin to wonder what is there.
Now, if you are confused, who drinks it? Hey, whom we are saying we're here?
The person speaking is a man or a woman like you. So, both room are also put me a both room.
So, if you both enter inside it, you go fit both enter inside.
Or would you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, so I would demystify whom we are
saying
for you. Are you ready to learn something this morning? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, 14:1 and 12:1. Are almost similar. He says about the gifts of the Spirit, you must know. And then you must desire, you must want. Desire is wanting, looking, expecting, also being able to.
You must want it.
If you desire something, it means that you are following after it. Am I being clear? So, what is it about spiritual things? What is it about this world that we are in? And what is it about the world that we cannot see? Because the things of the spirit, it is not easy to know if you are not a spiritual person. So, let's go to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse number 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse number 23. It says, and the very God of peace sanctify you absolutely. And I pray God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I pray the God of peace sanctify you or separate you absolutely or wholly or completely, spirit, soul, and body. Everybody say with me, spirit.
Spirit.
Soul.
Soul.
And body.
And body.
So, three things make up the human being. You have a body. Amen.
Amen.
Pinch yourself and see if you can feel your body. So that is your body. Amen.
Amen.
Also be the first Amen.
Amen.
So everyone has a body. And let me show you by our body. We contact the physical world. Somebody say amen. So I can talk to you because I can see you. I can touch you.
Let me the
and I can feel your body.
Let me act
amen.
Amen.
So with our body, we contact the physical world. But unfortunately,
also,
our body is limited. You see, as I stand here, I cannot stand at the back.
Won't you
say amen? So we are limited by space. And we are also limited in time. I can walk there in a certain time. So we are limited by space. And we are limited by time.
Time.
Amen.
Amen.
So our physical body is limited. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You cannot be everywhere at the same time. No. Impossible. All right.
Amen.
And what is the soul? Well, let me show you. With the soul, we are able to contact the intellectual world. So, we are able to receive worldly wisdom and knowledge through education. When you go to school, you educate the mind.
After school, every school.
Hello?
Hi.
I said, when you go to school,
so who goes to school?
You train your mind.
Who goes to take wadding?
So that you can use it for something better.
Then I'll bet media ABB, Papa.
Amen?
Amen.
But he also has a limit.
And also, I want pen pen
so. So you must keep training the mind. There's never an end to education. You keep reading, keep studying, keep studying every time. So with your physical body, you contact the physical world. With your soul, you are able to contact the intellect. Anything that has to do with your emotion. Pain. How do you know you are feeling pain? It is because you feel. Feeling. Amen.
Amen.
So the soul has emotions. And is able to make you feel. How many of you have ever seen hunger before? Have you seen hunger before? See hunger. But you feel hungry. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So your soul is able to make you emotional. All the senses are in there. So we have spoken about the body. and the soul. But you see, if you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, it is in a certain order. Spirit, soul, and body. So the spirit is mentioned first. The soul is mentioned second. And the spirit is mentioned third. Do you see what I see? Can you see it? No. Can you see it? I can't hear you. Can you see it?
Yes.
Good. But you see, when I was speaking, I started from the body. And then I moved to the soul. Now I'm coming to the spirit. I started from the body because most of you feel your body more. Most of our women, they polish their body. Hey. They take good care of the body. Is it not true?
It is true.
No, is it not true?
It is true.
Yeah. Women spend a lot of time on their body. And I know some men, they spend a lot of money on their haircuts. So that they will look good. Amen. And honestly, within your fair corner, there's a good hairstyle, it's better.
So we teach shape in your fenny to me, Baba to me, we are.
Amen.
Amen.
So we give the barbers and the hairdressers a lot of problems. Somebody shout, amen.
Amen.
And so we come to the spirit.
Yeah,
and so with the spirit, we are able to contact the spiritual world. How do we contact the physical world? How do we contact the physical world? Who can tell me?
Oh, yeah, myself.
With our body. Beautiful. Uncle. And how do we contact the intellectual world?
Intellectual world.
Yes. Huh?
Okay.
So. Huh? I can't hear you. So, okay. Huh? With our soul. Good. And how do we contact the spiritual world?
Whom we are seeing?
We just did a class. How do we contact the spiritual world? Yes. Nobody from here has spoken. How do we contact the spiritual world? Yes. With our spirit. Clap your hands for him. So you see, it is very simple. Body, physical. Soul, intellectual, the mind. If you say you are sick, how do you know you are sick? It is your mind that tells you, I am not feeling well. This part of my body is not feeling well. And so you go and tell the doctor, I feel pain here or there or whatever. But with the spirit, you are able to contact the spiritual well. The spirit is not the same as the soul. It's not the same as the body. Would you say amen? And so the Bible says that in John chapter 4 verse 24, it says, God is spirit. Say with me, God.
God.
Or say that properly, God.
God.
Is spirit.
Is spirit.
God is not a human being to have a body. So if you are thinking that as you walk to your house, you meet God on the road, sorry. It is not possible. You can only contact God with your spiritual personality. So if somebody says, it means that you are using your spirit. You have a spirit. Say with me, I have a spirit.
I have a spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when you are born again,
it
is your spirit which is in you, which is born again. And you see, this body that we have, it is a vehicle that we use here on this earth. And it can only be used here. What do you say, amen?
Okay, amen.
All that you have, your beauty and everything, It ends, one day it will end here.
Yahoo, you know, and one fennel says, Pack no muscles, Nina, who be that to hear ya here.
It doesn't go anywhere.
And go, baby, ya.
Won't you say amen?
Okay, amen.
And so the body someday will perish.
Yahoo, I'm not debbie, a bewoo, a be prop, a be prop.
Useless. Do you see where I'm going? I said the body one day it will end. Who has seen a dead body before? If they don't bury it quickly, it will start to stink. Because the body is made up of Adama, earth. That is how come Adam was named. Adama is earth. So it says, from dust we shall return to dust. So this body there, one day, for us in this church, and for all my children, all my sons and my daughters, everybody here listening to me, those who are not here today, if you belong to this church, from now, we are talking about 70 plus for you. Hallelujah. So you won't die now. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. If a prophet tells you he saw death, tell the prophet that me, I said you won't die now.
Would
you say amen? So this body, one day, it'll go somewhere. But what happens to the soul? The soul is your personality. So you see, one day you'll be gone. But we remember you. Amen.
Amen.
We remember you by your physical attributes. But it is not about that. The soul and the spirit, they are undiable. They are eternal. So your soul will identify you as Mr. Forcing some time, but the body is not there. But the spirit and the soul will be there. And so, when you are born again, your spirit is renewed. The spirit that is within you, your spirit. Every man has a spirit. See, he says that in 5:23, he says that your spirit, soul, and body. Everyone has a spirit. Are you understanding me so far?
What's your amen?
And so, your spirit and your soul, one day,
maybe
the Lord will take his spirit. You see, it is his breath that is in you, that is enabling you to be human. So, the day Yamutu, the spirit goes back to its maker. Then the soul is left. And the soul either has to go to heaven or hell.
Okrano, our two choices, options. So
Paul says that we spend a lot of time and money doing physical chores. I mean, we train our body. We are going here. We are coming here. Every day you eat to make your body nice. You put pomade on your body. You put pomade in your hair. I mean, you just want to look good. You are able to take care of the body. You are able to take care of the body. You are able to take care of the body. You must eat physically so that your body will look better.
Would
you say amen?
Amen.
And so he says that is good. But godliness is better. Training your physical body and taking care of your body is good. But godliness is better. Would you say amen? You eat too much. Some of you eat morning,
afternoon, evening, and night. Then you eat in between. Between 8 and 12 or 6 and 12, you eat something small. Between 12 and 6, you eat something small. And some of you, every day you are chewing something. Why? Oh. So you see, you're able to, you love your body. And all the things that they sell, the clothing, everything they sell, they do it so that you take care of your body. Are you following me? And when it comes to your soul, these days, because of people like Auntie Evelyn, to school. And in the classroom, they don't train the physical body. What they do is to train the mind.
Yes.
And so the soul and the body, they are developed.
And to who say, "O crown, no, any who nam no yet to a two boy yet to
you go to school for years.
Go school.
After university, now still I will call. What about crown? Now will call. Hey,
Professor, Professor Emeritus.
Oh God. Obu hona mo shamo gown. They know everything about this world. But it doesn't change them. Amen.
Amen.
So when you go to university, you go and meet them there.
University
and they try to influence you with their thinking because they think that education is the best. And so we don't train the spirit. We take care of the body. We train the soul, but when it comes to the spirit, then we are found lacking. So when you come to church, we deal with spiritual things. Won't you say amen? Are you following my story?
Oh,
in the church, we train your spirit. And so when you come to church and I say you are fasting, you see, you are born again by the spirit. And when I say you are fasting, you say, hey, why? Because the word trains you to eat. When you see one person, the food around them, you say, oh Lord.
You say, oh Lord.
What is going on here?
What is going on?
Eh? It is a good thing though. Because you make people like Godwin make money, right? Very good. But my problem with you is, if you train your mind and take care of your body, then you also need to have time for your spirit. Can I hear a big
amen?
So Paul says that when it comes to spiritual things, I don't want you to act as if you have not been taught. You don't know. You have no idea. Just like you've been to school, just like you take care of your body, you must take care of your spirit.
Amen. And so
most people, the average Christian, they don't like spiritual things. That is why they are led astray by people who think in their mind they are superior because they are able to do spiritual things. Just like you go and learn A, B, C, D, and 1, 2, 3. When it comes to spiritual things, you learn the word of God. Oh, somebody say amen. When it comes to spiritual things, what you have to learn is the word of God. I said it is the word of God. I said it is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Not about clothing. Not about dressing. Oh. So you have time for all the rest. How about your spirit? And so the Bible also says that What shall it profit a man? If you gain the whole world, with your physical body, you gain the whole world, and lose your soul. You see, there's a place for the soul to go. And that is what is eventually more important than this physical world. This physical world, oh, I promise you, after 70, 80, 90, we will go by all means.
Oh, yeah, back up.
So Radi Amba will all go.
Radi Amba dia yebeko.
And so the body useless.
When I'm no, it didn't pass.
Train the mind, train the mind, train the mind.
Adrenaline.
At a point, you don't need the mind. The mind cannot save you.
John
chapter 3 says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so, with the body and with the soul, you cannot do nothing except you are born again. So Paul says, when it comes to the thing, you see, just like you have, I can give you a gift. Come on. I can bring you a gift. Take this. I can take this one. I can give you a shirt. I can give you a trouser. Paul says, when it comes to the spirit, the master,
Papa,
called the Holy Spirit, he also has gifts that he can give you. But he can only give to you if you are interested. If you desire it, then he will give it to you. Would you say amen?
Amen.
He has plenty gifts. Gift of discernment. Gift of tonguing. Give interpretation, prophecy, plenty. But if I tell you I want to pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit, you prefer me giving you money because you are too physical. And you see, the biggest mistake you can ever make. Everything was spiritual before it became physical. Let me say that again. Everything was spiritual before it became physical. In Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the what?
Heavens.
The what?
Heavens.
Have you seen heaven before?
When will heaven that? No. When will that?
So he created the spiritual world, and then he created the physical world. When the spiritual was in place, then the physical will follow. If the spiritual is better, the physical will follow. Amen.
Amen.
And so God says, you are a spiritual being. And I want you to get the gifts that I can give to you to enhance your well-being. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible says, our father Abraham, he called the things that be not as though they were. Won't you say amen? He called the things that be not as if they were. That means that he dealt with the spiritual things.
As
and then it will manifest physically.
Romans.
Won't you say amen?
Amen.
When it comes to spiritual things, you hear words like prayer. Oh, are you with me?
Amen.
So if you don't like prayer, it means that you are more physical oriented. And you live today. The pride of life. The pride of the eyes. The lust of the body. That is what is interesting to you. And so anybody who says in
prayer is hard.
What it means is that, Charlie, when it comes to spiritual things, I'm not interested. So they can do anything. They can sit down and read and watch a movie. All kinds of stuff. They'll be enjoying themselves, clapping. When they have friends, they are talking. When you say pray for 5 minutes, trouble.
TV. Actually, a movie on that or better, sir. Our phone so now soon that doesn't pipe.
It is like some bedding for you.
At the side, this way, they are
as soon as you see anybody like that,
be, sir.
Then you must know that that person is just physically oriented. They are more interested in the world, the world, the world, the influence of the world. Won't you say amen?
Amen?
So, when it comes to the things of the spirit, you hear a word like prayer. And then you hear another word like fast, fast. Do you hear what I said? You hear another word like what? Fast.
What you say me to say?
So if you are a Christian,
we are Christian,
and you hear a word like fast, and you think it is punishment.
Now what means that? I said, yeah, show us one.
Then it just means that, Charlie.
As a trainer said,
you just enjoy living around the world.
You know?
Wouldn't you say amen?
Amen.
You love to eat. And you're always interested in complaining about the church, too much fasting.
And
I'm so for and I just say, fasting
more.
You see, so all I'm trying to do is to train your spirit for you.
Wouldn't
you say amen?
Amen.
And you see, when it comes to the spiritual things, only weapon that you have is the word of God. Won't you say amen? And one of the major reasons why you must be spiritual oriented is because the enemy that you are fighting, he's not physical. Ephesians chapter 6, it says that for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Say that with me, flesh and blood.
Flesh and blood.
So somebody says, I'm going to fight the devil. How are you going to do that? He's not a physical human being to stand in front of you. That you can just. It's not like that. Amen.
Amen.
The enemy that you have is also a spiritual entity. So you can only fight the enemy spiritually. Am I blessing you today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, but we fight against principalities and powers.
Yes. Against,
wicked. Hey.
Chimoding.
Wow. Wicked spirits.
Chimoding.
Wickedness. But I'm sorry to announce to you this morning.
I say,
that you cannot fight the enemy physically.
Amen.
Amen. You cannot.
Amen.
Have you seen rulers of darkness before? Principalities. Have you seen some before?
Where will be that?
Have you seen an angel before?
When was Sura above for that?
Oh, I'm asking you a question. Have you seen an angel before?
When was Sura above for that?
When
will be that? When will be that?
Spiritual wickedness.
Or see, who much more
in high places? The enemy.
Or time for no.
Is wicked. You think a human being is wicked? That is why anybody who is wicked is actually demon controlled. Yeah. Because you should not be wicked. Some people are really wicked.
Yeah.
You see, if you really, really want to see Satan manifest himself in one human being, I will recommend a certain documentary for you. Is Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler. Your friend Adolf Hitler.
Watch that documentary.
Adolf Hitler.
And you see wickedness. Because of him. Between 1939
1939.
And 1945.
And then 1945.
53 million people.
Nipa 53 million people.
Young men and women.
Nipa.
All killed. Wickedness. He built a chamber where they kill people. It's called like the killing industry. Like you have a factory that will produce a chair or something. He made a factory that will kill people. Wickedness. So, every one of us, you must know about the things of the Spirit and be interested in the things of the Spirit and love the things of the Spirit so that you can deal with the things of the Spirit. Wouldn't you say amen?
Amen.
I said every Christian, you must know about the things of the Spirit. You must know about the things of the Spirit and how to deal with them. And so over the next few weeks, I'll show you one of the greatest weapons that God has given us that we can use to fight this enemy. Would you say amen? That we can use to fight this enemy. Because you cannot defeat them physically. No way. Amen. And so I want to encourage you to be interested in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 1. What does it say? It says, now concerning the gifts of the Spirit, I don't want you to be ignorant. In 14, verse number 1, it says, follow after love, desire, spiritual, desire, spiritual gifts. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
You see, as soon as you begin to do that, you will see complete and total transformation in your life. Every Christian wants to be told what to do. But I think it is time for you to also tell others what to do. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
Every day you are dependent.
Now
you have to make somebody also dependent on you. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
Let me show you what I mean. In the book of Mark chapter 15. I want somebody to come and give me a song. I want somebody to come and give me a song. You're all sitting there looking at me. Joe. Nyake Joe. Just tell them. Where have you been? Because when I see the videos and the pictures, I don't see you here. When? Wednesday? Monday? I don't see you.
She comes late.
Oh, okay. Maybe she comes after my video. Okay, sorry. See how you are defending yourself. So if you don't study God's word, you can't fight, okay? Hey, quickly. Otherwise, I'll give the microphone to Dixon to start singing. They don't trust you. One day.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees.
Song, Jonah. Why are stiff, sir? What if you are hard? What about songs? Why are hard? Baby, I wear hard. Smiling cries a problem for you. Oh, we are seeing
higher, higher, higher.
Don't sit down.
When the praises come, His glory comes down. Higher, 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 higher. Hey, higher. When the praises, His glory comes down. Oh, say higher, 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 higher. When the praises, His glory comes down. Oh, lift your voice and say higher, higher. Oh, when the praises, oh, eh, eh, eh. Your favor comes down. Said it's coming out. It's coming out. Oh Lord, yes, it's coming. When the praises, His glory comes down. Oh, say higher, higher, higher.
Can
I teach you? Are you not tired?
Hombre.
All right. Where did we get to? Mark chapter 16, verse number 15. And he said unto them, this was Jesus' last words to his disciples. Last words are really important. And he said unto them, from now on you are coming to church, make sure you have something to write. Or you take a recording and listen to it. Most of you have phones, you have iPods and whatever. So make sure you put them on it. And so he said, unto them, go. Everybody say go.
Go
into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The reason why you are not able to do that so far is because you are not interested in spiritual things. You are only interested in yourself. There are four things that you are interested in, actually. Most people these days, they are interested in four things. I'll tell you. The first one is me. Me. I'm interested in me. Most of you are interested in you. So your first thing you are interested in is me. The second thing you are interested in is myself. Myself. You are interested in yourself. And then the third one you are interested in is I. The whole world. Nobody is important. You are important. I. And the fourth one is your family. So me, myself, I and my family. Everybody, that's your prayer. That's the way you sent it. Me, myself, I and my family. Me, myself, I and my... So all your prayers you are praying. Me, myself, I, my family. Me, myself, I and my family. That's all you do. Are you still in church?
Oh, sorry.
So if you come to church and they say, pray for the church, then your temperature reduces. But when they tell you there's a demon around your family house, hey!
But who said, "Otan fu bi your fire?" And I pa
pa. Listen, fire where?
Fire there.
And then we have another one, triple fire.
Triple fire. 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 You know, I'm no energy drinker. Now I'm seeing the net.
So you see the four things you are interested in. So he said, go into the world and preach the gospel. The preaching of the gospel is not something physical. You prepare physically, but you deliver spiritually. Wouldn't you say amen?
Amen. Huh.
Now let's go on to the next verse, 16.
Yeah, 16.
Quickly, please. And he says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. After you going out to preach, if ever,
sir,
then whoever believes what you say. Because you see, now the things that you say, they are not empty. They are not empty. How do I know? Jesus said in John 6:63, he said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Jesus Christ no come on your hand woman things see I'll say in some my friend no but a year home na a year power
amen. The words of the preacher, you see that I'm talking to you. I'm feeding you spiritually. It is not my, if I want to give you food, I'll go and buy food and eat. And why would I waste my time to be talking? It is because there's power and there's spirit in it. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
So the Bible says that go and speak, and then something happens when you preach. Look, that is why the enemy doesn't love you to listen to preaching. That is why you come to church and we preach longer than we pray, and we preach longer than we praise and worship. You are angry. You know why? Because of the power in preaching. Songs cannot save you.
Yes.
It is preaching that saves. Jesus said, Paul the apostle said, he says, God decided to save the world through the foolishness of preaching. 1 Corinthians chapter
1.
Look for it. Through the foolishness of preaching. Are you still in church?
Oh, sorry.
So there's a spiritual power that is released. When you come to church, there's spiritual power that is released. It is a seed that is being sown in you. This is. I can read it for you. He says, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. So it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And so the enemy will make you hate preaching. When a preacher preaches for 30 minutes, watch it. Start talking. It is because the enemy is operating your life. If you are spiritually inclined, you love spiritual things, you are okay. Should I close? Because I said the demon is operating you. Let's go back to Mark chapter 16.
I see Uncle Mark 16.
I've been spoken to you for a long time, so let me speak small.
Yeah, I'm finished.
But I can close if you want. Oh, continue.
Go.
Now it says, these signs. Somebody says signs.
And centrally,
it says, it shall follow them that believe. You see, if you are a believer, a sign must follow you. I said, if you are a believer, something must follow you. You see, if you don't know who you are as a Christian, then you koto to many, many stupid things, and you have all kinds of things bothering you, and today you are following this one.
And now we do it.
You go and they lay hands on you. You go there, they lay hands on you, and you come here. And I won't mind you. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Wow. You have not yet believed. Because if you believe, you will be casting out devils everywhere you go. But most of you sitting here looking at me, you are afraid of devils. If I call you now and I say that I see
ah.
says they shall cast out devils and they shall speak with new tongues. But you see, casting out devils, preaching of the gospel, speaking in new tongues, they are not physical things. Hello. Many of you love following signs. No, you follow. But it says, if you believe, the signs will follow you. Somebody say power.
Power.
Because you don't know you have power, you are powerless. You see, ignorance makes you powerless. And so the Bible says that we should be interested in the things of the Spirit so that we shall cast out some devils. So the only way you can fight the enemy is to cast them out. Don't you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, if you go home and you sense that there's a spirit, out!
Place, Mama,
let me
out.
Go to bed. But you are even afraid. He says, they shall cast out devils and speak. With new tongues. Wow. Hey. In the next few weeks, I will show you the power. Somebody say power. You are so powerful that you don't know. That's why you're always afraid. But when you get to know how powerful you are and the kind of power that you have, you will shock people. Somebody shout a big amen. Yeah. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Did you see the name of the pastor there? No, did you see the name of the pastor there? Or the prophet? Or the teacher? Or the apostle?
He
says, them that believe. Lift up your hand and say that, from now I will believe.
From now I will believe.
Say that I am a believer.
I am a believer.
Say that I am a believer.
I am a believer. Biogini.
Nobody. I didn't see any name there.
No, I didn't see.
He says, and the pastor can do. No. He said, if you, them that believe. Look, if you see any minister who loves people to depend upon him, he's sick. Because you are human, but you can die. So if you die, they won't serve God anymore. No. You must train the people to understand how powerful they are. Most people don't like that. That is why I say you are dependent. Every day you are dependent. I want to see you chase some demons. I want to see you fire some demons. Let me end here today. What did I speak about? I spoke about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. I spoke about the spirit, soul, and body, and how man is tripartite. And then I spoke about how to develop your spirit.
Would you say amen?
Amen.
How to develop your spirit. You're able to develop your body. You're able to develop your soul. Now it is left with your spirit. That is why you come to church. Amen.
Amen.
So, anybody who doesn't love coming to church, that means they're interested in something else. Amen.
Amen.
That is how it is. It's like maybe you didn't want me to say it like that, but that is how it is. That is how it is. Amen.
Amen.
Huh. And so you're able to develop your soul. You go to school and develop and develop and develop and be taught cognition. You are taught knowledge, knowledge. So the Bible says that in the end times, knowledge shall increase. But wisdom absent. Amen.
Amen.
So say with me, from now on.
From now on, if you are let go.
I will listen to the apostle.
I will listen to the apostle.
And develop an interest in spiritual things.
Spiritual things.
Would you say amen?
One time.
Let me ask you a very interesting question. But how come? I want to interview you. Give him the microphone. How would you feel if, like, from this afternoon, as you go home, you see somebody sick, you lay hands on them and they are well? How would you feel?
I'll be very excited.
You'd be excited? Good. Thank you. He says you'll be excited. Will you give a testimony? You pray for the lame, the cripples, the blind. The Bible says, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You didn't see? Didn't you see that? They shall recover. So if you're able to, would you be happy? Or you are walking around and somebody's about to die tomorrow. Except they don't wear a blue shirt. And you tell them, hey, don't wear a blue shirt, you die tomorrow. Wow. But the Holy Spirit can make you do all of that. Won't you say amen?
Okay.
I said the Holy Spirit can make you do what? All of that. Don't belittle yourself. No. Don't belittle yourself. Absolutely not. He says, they shall lay hands on the sick. Jesus came to preach, teach, and heal.
Yes, Christ.
That's all. Say with me, from now onwards.
From now onwards.
I will also be a healer.
I will also be a healer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah. Christians, one of the scriptures that we often repeat. I can do all things through Jesus Christ,
Christo,
who strengthens me.
And
then you get out and you are faced with no money. I can do all things. You see, there's a disparity between what you say and what you are doing. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
And so after I have taught you the weapon, you will see that when you say I can do all things, then truly you will do all things. Because brokenness and broke will be a thing of the past. Since my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You think it is about talking? My last scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 4 verse 21 and 20. 4. That's my last scripture for today. All our services are recorded. You can just put them on your phone and listen to them instead of listening to an apostle.
20 on Peace FM. What's the name of that program?
Which one?
There's a program on Peace FM every morning. What's the name of that program? I'm asking them, what's the name of that program?
Peace FM 104.3.
No, no, what's the name of the program? What? From 4 hours, they talk stupidity.
No,
let's all read this scripture together. 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
I want to hear you reading. 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Verse number 20.
Verse number 20.
For the kingdom of God.
For the kingdom of God.
Is not in word.
Is not in word.
But in power.
But in power.
Let's say that again. For the kingdom of God.
For the kingdom of God.
Is not in word.
Is not in word.
But in.
But in.
By in.
But in.
So you see, it's not what my God shall strengthen me. It is not in word. He says, God is spirit. So you see, you must be spiritual enough to know and hear when God is speaking to you. Let's read that scripture again. 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Verse number 20.
Verse number 20.
For the kingdom of God.
For the kingdom of God.
Is not.
Is not
in word.
In word.
You see, it is not. Talking.
All things
now,
are working.
I want to see by hand anybody who is here who can talk.
Why let me kasa pan? Do you kasa?
If you can talk, lift up your
hand. Kasa?
Oh, lift up your hand. I want to see your hand.
Who to me kasa?
You don't know what I'm asking you. I say, if you can talk, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand if you can talk. Before I turn the scales, I said, lift up your hand if you can talk. This morning, have you spoken? Then lift up your hand. He says, the kingdom of God, a Christian, open down your hand, is not about talking words, rolling words, motivational speeches.
You can make it. You don't have to worry.
But a demonstration of power.
Now, so a year to me, I had done it.
Rise up to your feet with me. Rise up to your feet.
So, it's not nice. So, be our own brassy more.
A demonstration of power. Osa ye. Osa nasi.
Uyo pronyami yei wundi na ye wosa ye yo wosa yei wose nasi uyo pronyami yei wa yo. Hope you wanted to be. May you, 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 may let's sing it.
Father, we have deliberated on your word. I pray that all your people will begin to love the things of the Spirit. They begin to get to know more about the Holy Spirit. And then you bring them gifts. Stretch forth your hands to receive. They begin to bring them gifts of the Spirit. Manifestations of the Spirit. Manifestations of wisdom. Manifestations of understanding. Then you make Isaiah 11:2 come to life in them. 1 Corinthians 12 come to life in them. Romans chapter 9 come to life in them. Father, for anybody who desires, I pray that you satisfy. Your word says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Today, my God, I pray that you fill your people with the spirit of righteousness and desire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now clap your hands to the glory of God.
Same show, jump up on the animal, jump.
If there's anybody here, as you keep standing, who is not saved?
Say, you do know, you'll be a one fire, Jesus Christ, to send a crown and a drink.
Or probably is not born again.
And I am one for fraud.
I want you to lift up your hand quickly. And come forward. I want to pray with you. If there's anybody who is not saved, without salvation, you cannot do all the things I'm speaking about. I'm speaking. Ask the person close by you, are you born again? Ask them properly. Ask them for the third time. Are you born again? Smile and ask them for the fourth time. Are you born again?
Are you born again, Kester?
All right, have a seat.
What's now? Say one, brother. What's now? Say now. Boom. Same. Boom. Same. Show that together.